I'm Daniel Gillum from Classical 90.5, and with me is Aaron Keene from WFPL News.
Down a hot and dusty road, tramps a soldier with his load.
And that is from The Soldier's Tale by Igor Stravinsky, and narrating there a young and dashing Ian McKellen. Isn't that great?
He has a really great haircut on this CD jacket.
He's so young looking. He's so baby-faced. It's amazing. Well, Aaron Keene, welcome.
Thanks.
And coming up this weekend, we get to hear A Soldier's Tale by Igor Stravinsky.
Yes, the rarely staged full version of The Soldier's Tale. It's being produced at the University of Louisville School of Music. The Kentucky Center Chamber Players are going to play, and former Louisville Ballet Artistic Director Alan Jones has choreographed and directed this production. It's going to feature several of the dancers from the Louisville Ballet Company, including Natalia Akshamina and Ben Needham Wood.
Cool. That's going to be a lot of fun to hear and watch.
Yeah, it's based on Russian folktale. It's a sort of Faustian story, which is something I think that even Charlie Daniels Band fans can get into. The story of a soldier who trades his violin to the devil in exchange for a book that predicts the future.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, so that's Sunday at U of L in the Comstock Hall.
All right, great. Now, we'll transition from Soldier's Tale to people telling tales.
Yes, true tales. The Moth Story Slam, we have a residency that's produced by the same folks who do the Moth Story Hour, which is aired on WFPL. We've been doing these monthly story slams at Headliners and that I co-host with Gabe Bullard. And it's a slam, so there's a winner. So people come and they tell five-minute true stories on a theme. And then we have audience judges who assign a score. And then the storyteller with the highest points wins. And so we have all of these winners. And now we're hosting the Grand Slam this Friday at the Baumhard at the Kentucky Center, where all of our winners from the past year are invited to come tell a story on the theme of fish out of water.
Hmm. Okay. So now these are stories that folks have developed and have practiced and written, or is it improvisatory?
No. These are, let's hope it's not improvisatory, but I believe that some of the Moth producers have been working with the Grand Slam winners on these in that same way that they do with the storytellers who end up on the Moth Story Hour, that it's a little more of a polished production than maybe the story slams are. Mm-hmm. But these are the best of the best. These are the folks who have won, some of them multiple times, are coming in, and they're bringing their A game because they want to win. They want to be the Grand Slam champ.
And do these winners go on to be featured on The Moth, on the actual radio show?
Well, we record every story slam, and folks sign a release. So there's always the chance that if you are picked to, and we do a random drawing of names. So if you're picked to tell a story at a story slam, there's always the chance that you might end up on the Moth podcast. You might end up on the Moth Radio Hour.
Good. Well, we'll have information on WUOL.org if in the future you want to be involved in a Moth telling a story.
Yeah, we do it the last Tuesday of every month at Headliners.
Great. So now let's talk about Girlfriend at Actors Theater. What is Girlfriend?
So Girlfriend is a musical written. The book is by playwright Todd Almond, and the musical uses the songs from Matthew Sweet's iconic power pop record of the same name from the early 90s. That if you are, you know, somewhere between the ages of 30 and 45, probably loved this CD back when CDs came out,
or even a tape.
So the musical uses the songs from the record in the staging of it. There's a live all-girl band, and two young men are the leads. And the story is about two teenage boys right after graduating high school in a small rural town in the Midwest in the early 90s, falling in love with each other.
Well, let's end today with some of the music from Girlfriend. Here it is. You can see it at Actors Theater of Louisville this weekend.
It's open this week.
All right. Aaron Keene, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.